Andrew Schneider on KNIA, KRLS Radio, as we celebrate a four-peat with the Pella girls. Another dominating finish. Marissa Farabee, a three-time individual champion. First of all, Marissa, how surreal is it to have run your last official high school race, knowing we have some races after this with Nike, but how special is this moment to you?
Yeah, it's just crazy to think about this was the final one and not coming back here next year, but I'm excited to see this team will go, and my little sister's joining next year, so I will still be a part of this team in some way. But these past four years have been a blessing, and I'm just grateful to be a part of Pella cross country.
Well, and Elsie, I talked to you about this at conference, just the journey for you even to be back on this course again, let alone top five again. How special is this moment to you, knowing all you've gone through this last year?
It makes this moment 10 times more special, and it's taken a whole crew to get back here, from coaches to family members to friends, and ultimately to my teammates, who are probably my favorite people in the whole wide world. Coming back from everything that's happened, it gives you a lot of perspective, and you're just grateful to step on the line. So yeah, today was a great day, and I'm really thankful for just the fact that God gave me another chance and for all the people that cheered us on.
Well, Marissa, today wasn't about breaking records. Last year was more about that for both the team and individually. Today, though, still a very strong performance. What's it like to see 1-7, the way these girls battled through a much better 3A field this year?
Yeah, it's crazy to think how much better the entire state has gotten in the sport of running since my freshman year. But, conditions weren't ideal today for anyone out here, but we battled through hard, and you can see that with how we finished. And our work here is not done. This was a stepping stone, but I think today was a good chapter in our book, you could say.
Well, yeah, not done yet. And Elsie, today, not ideal. Last year was a great day to run. Both shoes are on this time, though. Just what it was like battling, though, especially knowing that 3A field is a little bit deeper up front, and what was it like to try and pass some girls there near the end?
It's always hard going into knowing how, like, the depth of the field, and like, I think we were all prepared it was going to be tougher this year, and so I think just setting realistic goals and just giving the best of what we have today, and thinking about it maybe more from a team perspective and how can we all, like, help each other instead of maybe such an individual focus. But I think we all did a great job, and yeah, just really special.
Well, and Marissa, this marks the official end of the season, but it's been pretty well publicized that you have big goals next weekend in Sioux Falls. What's this next week look like, knowing that this group hasn't peaked yet and that you're really hoping to have your best day on November 9th?
Yeah, probably just a copycat week of the last week. Whatever we did last week worked well for us, so we're going to toe the line again next Sunday, and we're going to give it our all, and that's all that we can do, but I'm excited to see what the result's going to be.
I know, Elsie, wasn't your favorite day last year on that course. How do you hope to flip the script this year and really put a strong finish together?
I just hope we end the season on a high note, no matter what the outcome is. I just hope that we all find joy in it, that we're all proud of ourselves in the end. And if we do get a ticket punch to Portland, that would be wonderful. But if not, I think we can all be really proud of how far we've came, how much we've grown, and just I think the mindset and the relationships that we've built, I think, says a lot about the success of this season.
Well, should be a fun week ahead. Marissa Farabee and Elsie Brenneman of the state champion four-peat Dutch. Ladies, congratulations on another excellent race, and we'll see you next weekend in Sioux Falls. Thank you.
Thank you, Andrew.
From a windy lakeside golf course in Fort Dodge, our coverage continues with Kanan Dunham, the state's runner-up. He'll finish as a four-time All-Stater here at this course. First of all, what's going through your mind last time here in high school and having an opportunity to compete with the best in the state?
Yeah, well, I'm just humbled to be able to compete with all four of these guys, like Caleb, Quentin, and Logan, like some of Iowa's best that's ever been. So I'm just like super humbled to be able to race with them. We all make each other better, and yeah, super excited and a little sad that high school's coming to an end. I love high school cross. The team is awesome. Like last night was one of the best nights I've ever had with the guys. But yeah, I'm excited with how they did, especially with the weather going on right now. It was a tough, windy day. It's cold, but, we got through it, and, yeah, I'm proud of them.
It feels like a mood shift. Last year, a lot of disappointment for you. It felt like, just personally, with how things went today, same result, but you feel a lot better. What's kind of the reason why you feel a little bit better about today than maybe you did a year ago?
Well, I feel like I just have a whole another mindset this year. I'm just happy that I can run and happy that I can race with them. Like I said earlier, I was going I was just crazy right now. Everyone's so fast. So it's just awesome to be able to race with them. And yeah, I also got the school record this time. So also super excited about that too.
Well, yeah, that was a long climb for you. And I know that was maybe part of your frustration. How neat is that to know that was a record that we thought maybe would stand for even longer, but what does it mean to be able to get that small personal accomplishment, but on top of that, do so while getting a trophy with these guys?
Yeah, you know, this was like always one of my goals coming in. I always felt I was like, this is going to be really hard because freshman year, what, I run like 16:10-ish. So yeah, like that was a big jump. But I'm super excited that I'm able to get it. I mean, Zach Buchheit, he's incredible. How he ran 15:09 is amazing. But yeah, it feels awesome.
And then you and I talked about this at State Track, and not to make it about necessarily that, but you and Quentin have obviously developed quite the friendship, and that was evident at State Track. And then again, here as you finish, he breaks the state all-time record. You're just not that far behind. What has that been like to have a unique friendship with your closest rival and how he's really worked to better the sport, not just for him and himself and his teammates, but the entire state?
Yeah, just like Iowa has gotten so much better with, I feel like our class is just like pioneering that. Like, I remember freshman year, comparing like freshman year times to this year times, it's just, I was getting so much faster, and we all sharpen each other. We all make each other better. So, yeah, it's awesome to be having a good relationship with him. And, yeah, the cross-country community, it's just, there's nothing else like it. It's awesome.
Last question, what does it mean to share this moment with your teammates one more time? I know that this program, in particular cross-country, you grew up in this town with your dad, obviously, coaching at Central. You watched so many of these guys. You idolized. You ran with your idols. And now here you are ending your time in cross-country unofficially. We've got NXR next weekend. But what does this moment mean to you?
Yeah, this is just awesome to be with the guys. Like, there's no other team like Pella. No other team like these guys. And, yeah, it's really sad that it's coming to an end. But, you know, we got NXR together. I'm excited to see where we can go with that.
That's Kanan Dunham, second place here, a four-time All-Stater, former champion. Kanan, always a pleasure to talk to you. Congratulations on another great race.
Thank you.
Back here for today's Lately Radio Sports page, we're catching up with Isaac Rankin of the Knoxville Panthers, a 10th place finish resulting in his second All-State honor. Isaac, just starting off, what does this award mean to you to be able to win it for a second time?
Yeah, I mean, it's been my focus throughout like all of high school, and it's just like really surreal, really cool. You know, it's something, this is like the big finale. It's what you work towards all season, and to just know that like all the work you put in throughout the months, it's come to the goal that you wanted, and it's just a great feeling.
And you talk about that, just having the ability to come up here and represent the community in Knoxville at the state meet and be able to do it so well. Again, a top 10 finisher at a race that features, you know, some of the best runners, not just this season, but, you know, over the course of careers as well. And to be able to come up here and finish top 10, how much sweeter does that make it?
Yeah, I mean, it's really cool to represent our little 3A town on the, we were just talking about on the car ride, we're on like the low, like one of the lowest 3A teams in terms of just like, I guess, being in terms of like school size, and it's just really cool. I mean, I love it. I mean, being able to represent my guys, you know, my team, and yeah, I'm just proud. So I couldn't be more happier to, yeah, and I mean, even just like the community, you know, I have people like on runs being like, or in the school being like, good luck tomorrow, Isaac, and stuff, good luck today. And it's just, you know, really happy that I can go out here and get the job done, so for them.
Well, and you talk about a little bit of that, and one thing I heard you mention to Derek the other day was, you know, just how much it means to you to be able to represent this community and, you know, kind of show the way for future generations of Knoxville Panthers cross-country runners that, you know, this is something that can be achieved. Even if we are one of the smaller schools in the spectrum of 3A there, you know, being able to come up here and take top 10 even, how much, what does that mean to be able to kind of pave the way for those younger runners and maybe show them what is possible?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely, like, gives them something to, like, see and be like, okay, that guy did it, maybe I can do it. And I mean, like, you know, I just love to see it for us. I mean, you have, like, it's a great team atmosphere. Like, you see, like, JV guys, their season gets over, and, I mean, they're still practicing with the squad. They have the option. They still want to be here. So, you know, hopefully that just like inspires others. Maybe, you know, cross country could be a fun sport. I mean, it is, so maybe others will see that. So yeah.
Well, let's talk about the conditions here again as we're talking to Isaac Rankin of the Knoxville Panthers after a 10th place finish at the state cross country meet. Not necessarily ideal conditions today, rather chilly, can make it a little bit harder to run as well. Talk about kind of the mentality you had going into this race, knowing that conditions maybe weren't as favorable as they were a week or two ago.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta be smart, you know. Before the race, I was like, oh crap, it's kind of cold today. Like, the feels like was like 28. When I saw earlier, but really just gotta keep in mind, like, it's pretty windy out today, so like those sections where you're going west, I mean, which is what it is today, I mean, you gotta make sure to draft, you gotta, you know, be smart with that, try not to take too much of the wind. And I mean, the cold isn't too bad when you're racing, you kind of don't think about it, but I mean, you just gotta be smart. So yeah.
Well, you talk about kind of using the wind to your advantage here. Obviously, you know, portions of the course that works out great, and at times it's almost a disadvantage, right, when it's blowing in your face there as well. When you look at just the preparation, you know, how do you mentally prepare for that? Because it's sometimes harder when you're running to 100%, just picture every single aspect of the course and kind of picture when to draft, things of that nature.
Yeah, I mean, it can kind of suck at times, but, you know, even, like, the crowd helps to block some of the wind a little, which helps. But, you know, you just got to, like, mentally prepare. It's going to be another obstacle, but, you know, it's still just the race. You still just run with grit like you always need to, give it all out there. And, I mean, it'll go all right. So, yeah.
That was Knoxville cross-country runner Isaac Rankin with Tyler Crabb following an all-state finish. We'll have more of today's Lately Radio Sports page after this.